Do you recall, John, whether at one reunion, or maybe you do, Stan, too, whether a tree was planted by Mr. Ross? Someone mentioned...
At a reunion?
Yes, to me at a reunion. A special tree was planted by Mr. Ross, and it's since gone.
When I left the Burnside Homes, I didn't want to come anywhere near them. After I left, finished my schooling, I didn't want to come anywhere near the Burnside Homes again. I was fairly bitter. I had a bit of a chip on my shoulder, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think the first reunion I came to was about 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. For 40 years, I never came near the place.
What made you finally take that step to come back?
There was a big publicity thing going on 3 years ago. Remember those two fellows that appeared in the paper?
Yes.
About this big reunion, you know?
Yes, we had a very big display that particular year.
Yeah, and that sort of prompted me, and I thought, gee, I should really go back. It'd be interesting to go back to show my children who have grown up and my grandchildren this place where I spent a lot of my life, you know?
Yes.
And to show them what it was like, so... Yeah, that sort of prompted me to come back. And I've been back each year since.
Have you talked much to your children and grandchildren about that, sir?
Yes.
Or is this something you've buried?
Yeah, no, I talk to them about it. But they get a little bit teary-eyed when I tell them some of the tales that I went through as a youngster, you know.
Yes.
Because they, particularly my daughters, because they read into it what would happen to their own children if they were in that situation, you know.
Yes.
You know, so they're sort of getting that sort of a mental picture.
Once they have children of their own, yes, because it's very difficult to visualise or have the feelings about it when you haven't experienced it, isn't it?